Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A decade ago, Dave Chappelle left his successful Comedy Central show and basically disappeared. Now he's back. On Tuesday, Chappelle will debut two stand-up comedy specials on Netflix. And back in November, he hosted Saturday Night Live, the weekend after the presidential election.
Why do we have to say that Black Lives Matter? Now, I admit that is not the best slogan, but McDonald's already took You Deserve a Break today. And I guess it's kind of catchy because everyone else is biting it. Even the police bite it. Blue Lives Matter. What was he, born a police? That is not a blue life. That's a blue suit. If you don't like it, take that suit off, find a new job. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I could quit being black today, I'd be out the game.
Well, joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, good to have you.
Hey.
So even just that cut there of Dave Chappelle's SNL stand-up gets more than a laugh. What's it like to see him back on TV?
I think for a lot of comedy nerds, and I count myself among them, you know, he's the creme de la creme of stand-up comedy because he feels like a direct descendant of Richard Pryor and George Carlin and these truth tellers who, you know, used sort of in-your-face comedy that was very culturally specific to talk very boldly about the issues that face us. And Dave Chappelle does it in a way. He's so offhand and he's so laid back that you're in the middle of a really incisive monologue before you even know it.
and then
you're like, wait a minute. You know, I'm laughing while he's talking about not wanting to be black. What? You know, and then you sort of realize, you know, he's really making a great point.
Yeah. And I think that's such a spot on analysis of him because it also describes why the Chappelle show back in the mid-2000s was, I feel like it was a really important, edgy, incendiary program, because I felt that way a lot watching his show, that I'm like, why, I should not be laughing right now, but I am.
Exactly.
You know, I just, before we talked, I was going back and watching some clips, and I think my favorite clip of all time from the Chappelle show, it's almost painful to watch, but it's Clayton Bigsby, the black white supremacist.
Right. He basically did sort of a fake documentary about a black person who was blind, who was a white supremacist. He didn't realize he was black. And it was actually, I remember interviewing Chappelle at the time. This was the closing sketch for the very first episode of the Chappelle show. And I remember interviewing Dave about it. And he said he had a relative who was blind. I mean, he knew he was African American, but he was very light skinned. He looked white. And so he was on a bus, and a bunch of black people were reacting badly to him, and he thought they were reacting badly to somebody else.
Oh.
And he was like, "Yeah, what's this white person doing on this bus?" And he didn't realize they were reacting to him. So he decided to take that dynamic and turn it into this classic sketch that not only was really funny and telling, it set the tone for the show going forward. And the fact that he was able to do that in the very first episode tells you sort of how brilliant that show was and how, you know, Chappelle knew what he wanted to say from the very first episode.
So remind us briefly, Dave Chappelle left the Chappelle show and basically left television almost at the height of his program. Why did that happen?
He was concerned that people were only taking the surface level understandings of a lot of his sketches, and the deeper meanings of the things he was trying to say, he felt like people were not absorbing that. He stopped doing his hit TV show and focused on doing stand-up whenever he felt like doing it, however he felt like doing it. And now it seems like these Netflix specials that are coming up are a reflection of that.
Right. So we have these Netflix specials coming up on Tuesday. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, of course, Dave Chappelle did host Saturday Night Live in November, just after the election. I want to play another clip from his SNL monologue. So let's listen.
All my black friends who have money said the same thing when Trump got elected. That's it, bro. I'm out. I'm leaving the country. You coming with us? Nah, I'm good, dog. I'm gonna stay here and get this tax break, see how it works out.
How do you think Chappelle's brand of comedy plays now in 2017?
Well, on the one hand, you know, we have never more needed someone who can speak truth to power the way that he does. But what's interesting to me about him and also about Chris Rock, who's also going to do several specials for Netflix, these guys do have a way of boldly talking about issues that may rub people the wrong way in our current times. You know, we do expect a lot from people who speak publicly on social issues now, and these guys have never been known for holding back when they talk about issues. I think, you know, Chappelle showed on Saturday Night Live that he's grown up with us and that he is a pro and he knows how to talk about this stuff. But it will be interesting to see how that bold style fits into what people expect from stand-up comics today.
Well, that's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.